If you guys know, Happy New Year.
新年快乐。
If you know those two young boys that just came up to give an announcement,
如果你认识这两位男孩子刚刚上来这两位男孩子的话
you would know that they're two of the silliest boys in the youth.
你知道我们、这两位男孩子在我们青少年团体中是最可笑的两位。
But when they come up here, you could tell that they're very nervous, a little nervous. Yeah.
但是当他们到讲台上的时候你也可以、看得出来他们有点紧张。
But I think the reason why we applause is to give them encouragement.
那我相信我们拍手的原因就是要鼓励他们。
And we want to see our next generation rise up within the church.
我们呢也很希望看到就是我们的下一代在我们的教会中、当中站立起来。
Sometimes it is easy to get nervous when we're up here or serving the Lord.
我们知道我们有时候站在讲台上服侍神的时候是很容易很紧张。
But when we come before God,
但是当我们来到神的面前的时候
and we know that we offer what we can offer to the Lord,
我们知道我们把我们可以给神的都给神
that God uses even the smallest little bit of offering for His use.
那神会接受任何就是再微小的、我们可以献给神他都会接受。
When I shook Elaine's hand today, she was a little cold.
当我、今天握 Elaine 的手她的手有点凉。
And I said, why are your hands so cold?
我就问她你的手为什么这么冷。
She said, I'm a little nervous.
她就跟我说我有点紧张。
She's got nothing to be nervous about, right? Yeah. You have nothing to be nervous about.
他应该没有、就是没有理由这么、没有原因这么紧张。
Her and I were just going to offer the little bit that we have and ask that God will use that.
那他和我呢、就、一样就是把我们仅有的一、这一些就献、献给神。
That's what we do.
那这就是我们所做的。
That's what we all do.
我们所有的人都是这样做的。
We want to give God the little bit that we have and let him use it.
我们把我们我们想把我们自己所有这些仅有的一些微小的都献给神。
Would you come together with me and we'll pray and ask God to use what we have.
那让大家一起跟随我们一起向神祷告把我们的献给神。
Father, we do thank you as we gather together as a family of believers.
父神，我们感谢你，就是我们呢，今天早上就是作为一个灵命上的家庭，我们能够在你的面前聚集在一起。
We know that there are those who are not part of the family yet that are sitting here.
我们也知道，我们当中有些人可能还不是我们家庭当中的一员。
And I know our souls are heavy for them, and we hope that they soon will be part of the family.
那我们的心里呢也感到沉重，为他们感到沉重。我们也希望他们能够尽快成我们、成为我们的家庭的一员。
But for those of us who are the children of God,
但是那些已经成为神的孩子的人
，Lord, we want to turn our focus upon you.
神啊，我们要把我们的焦点聚集在你的身上。
Because God, you are worthy of our attention.
因为神啊，你是值得我们注意力的那位神。
God, you are worthy of our praise.
你是值得我们祷告的那位神。
God, you delight and you love it when your children gather together to together look to you.
当你的孩子聚集在一起，举望你的时候，你的内心是非常的愉悦的。
And so, Father, we thank you because you love this gathering.
父神，我们感谢你，因为因为你为这我们的聚会而悦纳，而喜悦。
And so, Father, we just want to tell you this morning that we love you.
所以今天早上，父神，我们聚集在这里，我们就想告诉你，我们爱你。
But we love you because you first loved us.
但是我们爱你，是因为你先爱了我们。
So help us in our weakness.
所以请帮助我们特别在我们的弱点上帮助我们
Even in our limited love we can never outlove you
虽然我们的爱是有限的我们的爱永远不能超过你的爱
So we don't need to keep looking at the weakness of our love.
但是我们这样我们也不用一直注意在我们的弱点上。
But we look at the greatness of our God.
但是我们的据点是在我们的伟大的神的上面。
You are worthy of our praise.
你是值得我们赞美的。
You are worthy of our attention.
你是值得我们的注意力的。
You are worthy of our worship this morning.
你是值得我们敬拜的。
This is the best thing for believers to come together to do.
这就是我们信徒能够做的最美好的一件事情。
So would you soften our hearts and speak to us?
请你软化我们的心，用你和我们讲话。
Father, would you revive your people?
父神啊，请你复兴你的人，你的子民。
Revive our hearts.
复兴我们的心。
So that we may be passionate for you.
那我们对也有对你的热情。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. I also want to make a quick announcement before we start.
在我们开始正道之前，我也想报告一件事情。
Just two quick things. The announcement boys came up and told you.To register for the retreat for the youth.
那我们刚才两位男孩子上来就向大家报告说，请你们为那个青少年退休会注册。
But I want to ask brothers and sisters to pray for this retreat.
但是我也要请求弟兄姐妹们为这个退休会而祷告。
Everything that we want to do for the Lord has to be soaked in prayer.
我们为神所做的每一件事情都一定要有大量的祷告。
And our preacher for the weekend, for the first time speaking at a retreat is Brother Peter Hugh.
那我们这次退休会的讲员是我们的皮特胡弟兄，他是第一次在退休会上讲。讲到
He is a busy man.
他其实是很忙的。
He has a very busy, demanding job.
他的工作非常的忙。
He has a family with two young boys.
他有两个男孩子。
And a wife, right?
还有太太。
And he is a very busy, he has a lot on his plate as a deacon, as a minister at the church.
他也是我们教会的长执会的一员。
And yet he's asking for prayer that God would give him the message to share to our young people.
他呢也在祷告，就是请求神把神所需要讲的信息呢给他，所以他可以跟这些青少年。讲神的话语。
So we need to pray for him.
所以我们也需要为皮特胡弟兄祷告。
You can pray for him right now, even as you sit.
你可以在现在坐在这里的时候就为他祷告。
That God would just use him as a blessing for our young people.
请求神呢，就是使用他作为我们年轻人的祝福。
We also prayed last night for one of our youth.
昨天晚上呢，我们为我们当中的一位青少年呢也祷告。
Who was admitted into the hospital.
他昨天晚上去了医院。
And our church prayed for him last night.
我们的教会呢也一同为他祷告。
I saw the picture that a brother showed me and my heart just dropped.
我呢就是我们教会里一位弟兄呢把他的照片传给我看，我看到这个照片呢我的心都碎了。
And I prayed for him and his family every time I woke up in the middle of the night.
那昨天晚上我每次醒来的时候，我就为他和他的家人祷告。
And this morning he's here, so we want to just praise God. Alva, can you stand up so we can just praise God together?
那今天早上我们很感谢神，他来到了我们的中间。
I think that God is working on this young brother's heart.
我相信神在这位年轻的弟兄内心做工。
Is he working on your heart, brother? Yes. My son was so worried for him last night.
我儿子其实昨天晚上也很为他担心。
We didn't want to let my son know because my son loves these three boys, the teenagers, so much at our church.
我们昨天晚上不想让我的儿子知道，因为他非常的爱这些教会里的男孩子。And he kept asking,
"Is Alva going to be okay? Is Alva going to be okay? Is Alva going to be okay?"
他一直的问我 ，Alva， 会好吧 ？Alva 会好吧
？My boy's emotional like me, so we're like tearing up.
那我的 孩子跟我一样都是比较情绪化的，所以我们都流着眼泪在。
And so I said, "We pray."
我就跟他说，我们为他祷告。
And we prayed, right, little boy?
那我们一起为 Alva 祷告，昨天晚上。
And God meets our faith where we're at.
那神呢，就是和我们有信心的时候，神就会 和我们在一起。
CJ, you happy to see Alva here? It's good. So we just want to thank God for that.
所以我们呢，想 为此事而感谢神。
Because even in any moment,
因为在任何时刻，
where it feels like something doesn't make sense.
当我们感觉到 就是一些事情就是不那么顺利的时候，
any moment where something is happening in our life and we almost want to ask God, why is this happening?
当有些事情在我们的生活当中发生的时候，我们总有时候就会问神，神为什么这样的事情在我身上发生？
We have to know that God is working.
我们一定要知道神其实在做工。
And that He is working even when we can't see it.
虽然我们看不到他，但是神仍旧在做工。
And God is working even though we don't feel it.
虽然我们感觉不到，但是神仍旧在做工。
And even when it doesn't make sense.
有时候看上去并好像我们并不理解，但是神仍旧在做工。
Our God is at work.
我们的神仍旧在做工。
Amen? If you guys ever feel that you agree with anything, you should just say amen.
如果你们当中就是感觉到就是同意我说的话，任何时候你们都可以说amen。
If we read God's word and you agree, you just say what?
Amen. 如果你读到神的话语，你觉得你非常赞同的话，你也可以说amen。
When Pastor James is preaching and I just know I'm tracking with that, I just say amen.
那当James长老在 讲到的时候，我如果听到非常同意的话，我也马上说阿门。
That doesn't mean that when I don't say amen, I'm not tracking with them.
那并不是我没有说阿门的时候，我就没有在听他的讲道。
But sometimes we just know, yes, yes, that is right. That's what amen means. We're saying yes.
那有时候我们就知道，我们想大声的说，yes，就是那个阿门，就是说是的。
So don't make me keep asking you amen or not. When you see it, you hear it, you just say amen.
所以不需要我提醒你们说阿门，你们随时赞同的话，你们都可以说阿门。
Would you turn to Philippians chapter 4 this morning?
让我们一起打开圣经。
And we're going to read these verses together. They're up here if you don't have a Bible, but if you do, turn your scriptures open. It's always good to look into the Word of God in your hands and in your minds. Philippians chapter 4, we're going to be really focusing on two verses today, but I put the text as 4 through 7.
那让我们打开腓立比书第四章， 我们今天的着重点是两节经文。
And I'm going to tell you that I know it's Communion Sunday. I'm not going short. I'm going through a whole sermon this morning.
那今天我知道今天我们有圣餐，但是呢， 我就想提醒大家一下，我今天的正道， 不会缩短。
And one of the brothers at this church always says, don't cut God's message short.
我们教会有位弟兄曾经跟我讲过，就是不要把神的信息缩短。
You won't even believe who says that.
你不会相信谁讲的。
But every time I go a little bit long, I always tell him, oh man, I went too long today.
因为每次我如果拖延了一点时间，我就会说，我今天又讲的太多了。
He says, nah, man.
他就跟我说，你没有讲太多。
You have to do justice to the word of God.
你应该根据神的话语来讲。
So we're going to do that today.
所以我们一定要根据神的心意来讲道。
Let's read it together. If you hear me read it, if you hear a word that speaks out to you, just say amen if you agree with that.
那我们一起读经文，如果你读到有的经文，你觉得你非常赞同的话，你就说阿门。
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice.
你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐。
Let your reasonableness be known to everyone, the Lord is at hand.
当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经近了。
Do not be anxious about anything.
应当一无挂虑。
But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your request be known to God.
只要凡事借着祷告祈求和感恩将你们所要的告诉神。
And the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus.
神所赐出出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
This morning I want to start with a true story.
那今天早上我要跟他讲一个就真实的故事。
8 years ago,
八年前
there was a woman who loved her family.
有一位女人她非常爱她的家庭。
She loved her husband.She loved her husband.
她非常爱她的丈夫。
She's going to get emotional. She really loved her husband. And she loved her two little daughters.
她也很爱她她们的两个小女儿。
And she loved her God.
她也非常爱她的神。
She was 8 months pregnant with their son.
她那个时候呢其实已经怀孕八个月了。
They were a couple who loved God.
他们是一对爱神的夫妻。
They loved their church, their spiritual family.
他们也非常爱他们的教会，爱他们灵命上的家庭。
And yet they began to see, God began to show them His bigger plans in the world.
他们也看到就是神为他们的打算就在这个世界上的更大的一个计划。
And they felt led to give, for the husband to quit his job, to give 3 years,to learn and do missions work and just quiet down their lifestyle.
他们呢觉得呢神呢那个时候正在带领他们让他的丈夫呢辞职三年他们要去宣教三年。
And as they prayed about it, their burden grew for China.
那当他们在就是为这件事而祷告的时候他们感觉到他们的负担呢是在中国。
They had this overwhelming desire in their heart.
在他们内心呢有这种极大的渴望。
They wanted to be used by God to reach others for the name of Jesus Christ.
他们希望呢他们能够被神所用神能够用他们呢向还未信主的这些人传教。
But one day when her husband came home from a business trip,
那有一天呢当她丈夫出差回来以后
That night,
那天晚上
while they're sleeping,
当他们在睡觉的时候
she hears some strange noises, choking sounds coming from her husband.
那他们在睡觉的时候呢这位女人听到就是从她丈夫身上发出一些奇怪的
声音 She turns on the light.
她打开灯
And she sees that his whole body is tensed up.
她看到她丈夫的整个身体呢都非常的都非常的僵硬。
And he has some foam coming out of his mouth.
然后他的嘴巴里呢有吐出白沫。
It sounds like he's choking.
感觉他好像被东西淹着了。
But her husband is sometimes just an idiot.
但是他也知道他的丈夫呢有时候也很会开玩笑。
And he likes to play a lot of jokes with her.
他有时候很会和他开玩笑的。
So she says to him,Stop it. This is not funny. It's 3 a.m. in the morning.
所以她对她的丈夫说不要这样做了这并不好笑这现在是三点钟
了。But she realizes that he's not conscious.
但是呢她马上意识到呢她的丈夫呢并没有知觉。
And that he's actually gasping for air.
她呢其实
maybe this is a seizure.
所以她在想或许她说我的丈夫可能是有癫痫。
So she grabs her iPad.
所以她拿起她的iPad.
And types in what do you do in a seizure.
就在查看就是如果癫痫发作的时候我们该怎么做。
Because is she supposed to run downstairs and get a wooden chopstick and put it in his mouth?
她在想着是不是我要去拿一根筷子把它放在夹在她的嘴巴中间呢。
Someone's nodding here, yes, that's what you're supposed to do.
那有些人在这里点头就是觉得你应该这么做。
But actually the iPad said, no, don't do that.
那个网上呢就说你不应该这么做。
It says to let the person have their space and do nothing.
那其实啊、网上是这么说的，就是你让他一个人啊、不要去啊、打扰他。
But it says if the person has a second seizure, you need to call 911.
但是如果这个人的癫痫再次发作的话，你就要打911。
And so when his second seizure started,
当啊、所以当她丈夫第二次开始发作的时候
，she called 911.
她马上打了911。
And then she immediately called his parents who live nearby.
然后呢，她马上呢就是打电话给她的父母，他们住在。
Because if the ambulance comes and the two、little girls are sleeping, someone needs to watch the little girl because she's going to go to the hospital.
因为啊、当啊、救护车来的时候啊、他们嗯、家里的两个小孩子还在睡觉。需要有人照顾，然后这位女人她自己，她肯定要跟着丈夫去嗯急诊室。
Because the daughters were only ages 5 and ages 2 at the time.
因为他们的孩子当时是五岁和两岁。
So the ambulance arrives.
当救护车到的时候。
Her parents arrive.
她的父母也到了。
And by that time, he started his third seizure.
那个时候呢，他嗯、第三次癫痫开始发作。
They gave him a shot to stop the seizure.
他们然后就嗯给他打了一针去嗯来停止他的。
And then they loaded him onto the gurney to put him onto the ambulance.
然后他们把他搬到嗯担架上嗯然后装进救护车里。
And dad drives her to the ER.
那这位父亲呢就在嗯带着这位嗯载着这位妻子呢嗯去急诊室。
And at 3 a.m.
在早上三点钟的时候。
In the middle of a dark night.
就在嗯这个深夜里。
They race behind an ambulance.
他们呢在跟着救护车跑。
I asked her what was going through your mind.
我就问她，你当时，我就问这位妻子，就是当时你的啊，内心是你的脑海里在想什么
？When all you see is an ambulance in front of you with your dear husband lying in the back.
当你跟在救护车后面
dear husband
你知道就是救护车里坐的是你亲爱的丈夫
亲爱的丈夫 What are you thinking when I'm lying in the back of that ambulance
那我就问他、当、你跟在救护车后面当我躺在救护车里面你在想什么呢
What is going on here?
那这里正在发生什么事情呢
？Is my husband going to die？
那你是他是不是在想我的丈夫是不是要死了呢
？She says she kept thinking, "What is this?"
她说她一直就在想这到底是怎么回事
？And for the next 48 hours，
接下来的48小时
，while the doctors are doing all sorts of tests on her husband to determine what is going on，
当医生在做各种检查的时候，来看看她丈夫到底发生了什么事情。
She's waiting in the unknown.
她呢就在无知当中等待着。
How does this make sense?
那这样这看起来对你们来说绝不有没有常理呢
？Their hearts had a desire to reach others for Jesus.
他们当时他们的内心是有这种期望，就是要把福音传到未信者。
All they wanted was to reach others for Jesus.
那他们所想做的就是要把福音带给人家。
They just want to be used.
他们想被神使用。
They were planning to go to a northern city in China.
他们的打算去，是去中国北方的一个城市。
It's not like they were planning to be in Hawaii for 3 years.
这并不是说他们想要打算在夏威夷待三年度假。
And in the course of those 48 hours,
在这个48小时当中
，I was diagnosed with a malignant brain cancer.
那我被诊断出来是恶性的脑癌。
In my right frontal lobe.
在我，右前脑。
So why would God allow something like that to come into my life?
那神为什么会允许这种事情在我的身上发生呢
？Why would God allow that to come into our lives?
那神为什么会允许这样的事情在我们的生活当中发生呢
？But see, this question isn't just for my life.
那这个问题呢，并不是仅仅就是为就是我的生命。
It's a question when hardships come into any of our lives.
那这个问题呢，是其实当我们任何人经历困境的时候，可能都会问这样的问题。
And the question we often begin with is, why me?
那我们遇到这样的困境的时候，我们一开始的问题就是，为什么会是我呢？
Why me?
为什么是我？
But one writer said,
但是曾经有笔者这样说过，
that when we ask that question,
当我们问这样的一个问题的时候，
particularly when the children of God ask that question,
特别是当神的神的孩子问这样的问题的时候，
we are in effect asking another question.
我们呢其实是在问另外一个问题。
We are asking the question, how does my God work?
我们问的另外一个问题就是，我们的神是如何做工的？
Because we might start with the question, what did I do to deserve this?
或许呢，我们一开始的问题会这样问，我到底做了什么，得到这样的一个结果呢？
But ultimately, as children of God,
但是我们是神的孩子，
we need to ask a better question.
我们需要问一个更好的问题。
Because we...know that God has to permit anything that happens to us.
因为我们知道任何一样事情在我们身上发生，神都要有神的允许。
And we know that our God is powerful enough to take anything out of our life that He wants to.
我们也知道我们的神有这个能力，如果他需要把任何一件事情从我们身上挪开的话，他都有这个能力。
So the better question that we need to get to as children of God,
所以另外一个作为神的孩子我们要问的更好的问题就是，
is why did God allow this to happen?
为什么神会允许这件事情发生呢？
Why does God allow such hardships into the lives of His children?
那神为什么会允许如此的困境在他的孩子的身上发生呢？
If we get stuck on the question, why me, why me, why me?
如果我们一直在问这个问题，为什么是我，为什么是我？
Then we miss it.
那我们就失去了这个着重点。
We need to move to the question, how does God work?
我们呢，一定要问这个问题，神是如何做工的？
What is God doing?
那神在做什么？
Even though we may not fully understand what He does,
虽然我们并不完全的明白神在做什么。
Even though we know His ways are higher than our ways,
虽然我们知道神的方式是远远高于我们人的方式。
Asking,
但是我们一定要操练我们自己要问，
What is God doing in my life?
那神在我的生命当中做什么呢？
Why is He allowing this in my life?
那他为什么要允许这样的事情在我的生命当中发生呢？
Because in Philippians chapter 4,
在腓立比书第四章，
Paul is saying to a group of new Christians,
那保罗讲话的对象呢，是一群新的信徒。
These new Christians are in the midst of suffering.
那这群新的信徒当时呢，其实正在困境当中。
And this is really key to understand.
那这就是我们要理解这段话的一个关键。
It's important to remind brothers and sisters.
那我知道很重要，我们要提醒我们的弟兄姐妹。
That all throughout the scripture.
那通过整个经文。
We see God's children in the midst of suffering.
我们也看到神的孩子呢在苦难当中。
People who are going through hard times.
神的孩子呢去经历一些痛苦的时间。
The children of God who sometimes are about to face death.
也甚至神的孩子呢也会面临死亡。
Sitting in a dungeon.
他们呢也就是在困苦当中。
So that we have to know.
我们一定要知道。
That following Jesus
跟随主耶稣
doesn't always end up with you being healthy.
不光光是说你跟随主耶稣 不是说你一定会健康,
doesn't always mean that you will be wealthy.
不是说你一定会富裕,
doesn't mean that everything will go as smoothly as planned.
不是说每样事情都会按照, 你的计划这样顺利进行。
You see, Paul himself was in the midst of great suffering.
你也看到就是保罗自己也是在, 困境当中。
These new believers in this city were in the midst of suffering.
那些新的信徒在这个城市当中也是在, 受苦。
And yet God says through Paul,
但是神通过保罗说,
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice.
你们要靠主常常喜乐, 我再说你们要喜乐。
Notice God doesn't say rejoice when everything goes smoothly.
你们要注意到神没有说, 当一切事情顺利进行的时候, 你们要喜乐。
And he doesn't just say it once.
他不仅说了一次,
he says it twice.
他说了两次,
to make sure that everyone who hears the message is very clear.
就是要确定每个人听到这条信息的人都要一定非常的清楚。
Rejoice always.
要常常喜乐。
Always?
要常常。
Always, you say?
你说要常常吗?
Yes, always.
是的,
是的。 Even when
甚至当，甚至当那些，或者，如果这样的事发生，是的。但神啊，那如果这样子呢？这样子的事情发生呢？是的，也是。
是的，也是。 But God, you really can't expect me to rejoice if this happens.
但是神啊, 如果这样子的事情发生, 你不能期待我要, 喜乐。
Yes, even that too.
是的。 虽然那样的事情发生, 你也要喜乐。
This is not a self manufactured, self-produced happiness.
这种喜乐不是自己产生的那种喜乐。
This is not a good feeling because circumstances in your life are favorable.
这不是说当你的, 境况很好的时候, 你, 感觉很好。
Because things are going your way.
因为事情是按照你的计划进行的。
Otherwise, Paul wouldn't and couldn't have written this.
否则保罗就不会这样写。
In the midst of terrible circumstances,
在一些, 在我面临很可怕的一些, 境况的时候,
Paul uses the word joy in this letter 11 times.
那保罗呢, 用这个字句, 就是喜乐, 用了11次在他的信, 书信里。
When he is in the midst of suffering,
在, 保罗自己在受困苦的时候,
when these new believers are in the midst of suffering,
当这些新的信徒在受苦的时候,
and he doesn't just say in this verse, rejoice,
他并不仅仅就在这节经文里说要喜乐,
he says, rejoice always.
他说要常常喜乐。
Paul's joy wasn't based on a personality trait of being optimistic.
保罗的喜乐呢, 就, 并不是说凭着他就是自己是一个乐观的, 有个乐观的个性,
or wasn't based on just having a positive outlook on life.
也不是说凭着他有一个积极的人生观。
And just to be clear,
我要和大家说明这一点,
it's not that Paul is saying to Christians,
保罗不是和, 基督徒这样说,
in the midst of suffering, you just have this stupid grin on your face, like, yeah, thank you, God, this is great, I love this.
保罗没有和基督徒这样说, 在你们的, 在你们受困境, 困境的时, 在你们在困境当中的时候, 你和主说。哦，是的，神，我很爱在困境当中。
This joy is deeper than a silly smile.
那这个喜乐呢，比我们那种傻笑呢要更深。
This joy is deeper than a circumstantial happiness.
那我们这个喜乐呢，保罗所说的喜乐呢，要比我们所对就是我们的境况的那种感觉要更深。
This joy is not based on anything that this world can give to us.
那这个喜乐呢，不是靠着，不是凭着，就是世界上所给我们的任何的东西。
Because you have to see what Paul writes.
因为你一定要看到保罗所写的。
Rejoice in the Lord.
那保罗所写的是要靠主喜乐。
Paul's joy was based on a confidence in who God is.
那保罗的喜乐呢，是凭借在对神是谁的这种信心上面。
Paul's joy was based on a growing trust in who his God is.
那保罗的喜乐呢，是靠着他对神是谁的这种成长的这种信，慢慢成长的这种信任上面。
Just look at all the different verses of God's children in the midst of suffering who talk and write about who their God is.
我们呢来看一看，就是神的孩子在他们受困苦的时候，他们所写的关于神是谁。
The psalmist writes.The Lord is good to all, and His mercy is over all that He has made.
那诗篇是诗人是这样写的。耶和华保罗的耶和华善待万民，他的慈悲复辟他所造的一切。
Another child of God writes, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows."Those who takes refuge in him.
那另一段经文说，耶和华本为善，在患难的日子为人的保障，并且认得那些投靠他的人。
Another child of God writes, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways," referring to God, "and God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts."
天怎样高过地？照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
Another believer writes, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to His purpose."
另外一位信徒写道，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
And I love what this psalmist says, because you know he's tasted it. He says, "Oh, you need a taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge, who finds himself hiding in the wings of God."
我非常喜爱诗人写的这段话。你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人。
You see, these are just five out of a whole Bible's worth of men and women in hardship proclaiming their trust in who their God is.
这里呢，就是仅仅就是五段经文，从整本圣经上来的五段经文，我们可以看到，就是神的儿女们在他们。困境困苦当中呢，他们来，他们信靠神，他们宣扬神。
Their joy is not based upon their circumstances.
他们的喜乐呢，并不是从并不是凭着他们当时的处境。
But their joy is based on a growing confidence, a growing trust in who God is.
他们的喜乐呢，是从他们对神的信任上来的。
So number one, why does God allow hardships into our life?
那第一个就是为什么神允许困境在我们
的
生命当中发生。
God allows hardships to lead us to trust him more.
那神呢，允许困境在我们身上发生，是要通过困境来带领我们越来越信靠他。
See, this whole letter that Paul's writing to these new believers is to teach them how to grow in their faith.
那保罗写给这些新信徒的这整封信呢，就是要教导他们如何成长。
How to be transformed from the inside out.
要教导他们如何从内心的真正的改变。
This whole letter is about spiritual healing.
那这整封信呢是关于灵命上的医治。
It's not about Paul just saying you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do that.
这不是说保罗在说你要这样做，你要那样做。
He's not saying you should be this, you should do that, you should do that.
他也没有说你应该这么做，你应该那么做。
Paul himself wasn't always so great in his faith.
保罗他自己呢，其实也不是说一直在信心上都是很强大的。
Pastor James reminded me of that recently.
那 James 长老最近也提醒了我。
That God had to use and allow hardships in Paul's life for Paul's faith to grow.
那神呢，允许困境在保罗身上发生，是因为因为这样的话，保罗就能够在信心上成长。
Paul had to grow spiritually.
保罗在他的灵命上呢，也需要成长。
Paul had to have spiritual healing.
保罗也需要灵命上的医治。
And I need to say that because of what he says next.
我这样说是因为他保罗接下来说了。
Because in verse 5 he says, "Let your reasonableness be known."To everyone.
因为第五节说到，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心。
The version that I'm reading says reasonableness.
那我读的这个
The English,
这个经文是 reasonableness,、就是那个谦让。
Yeah, is that how you say it? Reasonableness in okay. And then the Chinese says, okay, 谦让。But actually, reasonableness is like more like 合理 okay.But actually, even in my version, it gives a little footnote and it says, let your gentle spirit.
那有些其他的经文可能会把它翻译成就是温柔的灵。
It's a hard word to translate.
这是一个比较难翻译的字。
But when you dig into the word, it is the opposite of when you're trying to fight for what is good for you.
当你真正分析这个字的时候呢，它其实当你在为你认为好的事情而斗争的时候
It's the opposite of that.
这就是对是相反的。
It's when you think you know what's good and you're trying to fight for that.
就是当你知道就是什么是对我好的，我要为这件事情而争取的时候
This word is the opposite of that.
那这个字呢是相反的。
But then we still need some help.
但是呢，我们仍旧需要一些帮助。
What kind of God is our God?
那我们的神是怎样的一位神呢
？Because recently, when Bex went in for my last MRI,
因为最近就是我们去做最后的一次磁共振检查的时候。
It's been 8 years after my first round of brain cancer.
那到我距离我第一次诊断出来的时候已经八年了。
I was able to see my son born. I don't even know why you're in here today. Hi, CJ.
我就是第一次被诊断出来以后到现在，我已经看到了我的儿子出生。
I've seen 8 years of watching my baby boy grow.
我已经看到他成长了八年，我的最小的孩子。
When I wasn't even sure that I would see him born.
当时都不知道我能不能看到他的出生。
I've seen Abby grow to become 10 years old.
那我也看到我的女儿 Abby 长到了十岁。
I've seen one of my children, Bethany, become a teenager.
那我也看到就是我最大的女儿 Bethany, 长到了一个青春期的女孩。
And we would go in for these regular MRIs.
那我们每次呢都是去做常规的磁共振检查。
And every time the doctor says it's looking okay.
那每次呢，医生每次呢，医生都跟我们说没有问题。
And then there's a fried chicken place called Church's Fried Chicken near City of Hope.
那在医院，我去的那家医院边上呢，有一家炸鸡馆。
And Bex and I, we love some good fried chicken.
那我们呢，非常喜爱吃炸鸡。
So every time the doctor says it's looking good.
那每次医生跟我们说，我们的磁共振，我的磁共振检查没问题的时候
，Bex and I go and we eat some greasy fried chicken.
那我们呢就去那家餐馆 吃炸鸡。
And she's always say, oh, the grease is like dripping down my face.
那她我们非常 喜爱她的油腻、流出来。
And all the Chinese moms are like, no, too oily. and we celebrate.
那我们呢是以这样的方式来庆祝。
Every time.
每次我们都是以这样的方式来庆祝。
And we give thanks.
我们呢感谢。
We give thanks for our family.
我们为我们的家人感谢。
We thank God for our church.
我们为我们的教会感谢。
We thank God for a good MRI.
我们呢也为一个好的有一个好的磁共振结果而感谢。
But this last time the doctor says I have some bad news.
但是最后一次医生说我有个坏消息要告诉你。
It's back.
你的癌细胞又长回来了。
The cancer is growing again.
癌细胞又长回了。
It may or may not be an aggressive cancer this time.
这次呢，那个癌细胞，也有可能是恶性程度非常高，也有可能是不高的。
We don't know.
我们不知道。
That was the day before Thanksgiving.
那天就是在感恩节的前一天。
Are you serious, God?
神啊，你是认真的吗？
你是真的还假的？ We didn't go to Church's Fried Chicken that day.
那天呢，我们没有去吃炸鸡。
It was a cold, rainy day.
那天呢，其实非常冷，下着雨。
It was a punch to the gut.
那种感觉就好像有人在我的肚子上打了一拳。
Our hearts were broken.
我们的心都碎了。
Our minds were wondering.
我们的脑海也一直在想着。
What is happening?
到底发生了什么事？
How in the world am I going to tell my kids who are now grown?
那我究竟要怎样才能跟我的孩子讲呢？我的孩子都还没有长成。
How in the world am I going to tell this news to God's people?
那我如何才能那我怎样才能跟神我们的这些神的孩子们交代呢？
How in the world can my reasonableness be known to anyone?
那究竟我的谦让的心如何才能让众人所知呢？
My heart was growing faint.
我觉得我的心都快都快憔悴了。
低沉了。
都
It's just growing beaten.
我的内心我的心一直在下沉。
And if you guys know me, I'm not Mr. Deaton.
你们如果你们知道认识我的话，我不是这样一个人。
I'm not usually prone to fear.
我一般来说不会轻易的害怕。
But my mind began going to bad places.
但是呢，当时呢，我的脑海里呢就在想着一些不好的事情。
I began to fear.
我开始有了惧怕。
How could God say that we can have reasonableness?In this type of circumstance,
那在这样的境况下，那神怎么能说我们可以有一颗谦让的心呢？
Let alone let my gentleness and my reasonableness be known to everyone.
要让我这颗谦卑的心和温柔的心让所有的人都知道。
How could any growing Christian?
那让对任何一位成熟的基督徒来说
，learn to have this type of attitude under these type of circumstances.
在如此的境况下，要学习这样的一个态度。
Because of the next few words.
因为接下来的几句话。
Because at the end of verse 5.
因为在第五节的结尾。
He says, you can be reasonable before everyone.
他说你在众人面前可以有一颗谦让的心。
Because the Lord is at hand.
因为主已经近了。
That means that the Lord is near.
这就是指主已经近了。
Why can mature believers rejoice in all circumstances?
那为什么成熟的基督徒可以在任何的境况下都有喜乐呢？
How can our reasonable be known to all?
那如何让我们谦让的心让众人？因为当我们在信心上成长的时候，
we learn
我们也学习到
that it's in those darkest moments.
我们也学习到在那些最黑暗的时候，
it's in those lowest moments of our life.
在我们生命当中，在我们生命中最低潮的时候。
That we experience that we are not alone.
我们也经历到我们不是孤独的。
We learn that the Lord is at hand.
我们也知道主已经近了。
That He is near.
他已经近了。
That He is with us.
他和我们在一起。
Why does God allow us to suffer?
那为什么神允许我们受苦呢？
Because God wants us to know that He is always with us.
因为神想要让我们知道他总是与我们同在。
我们同在。He is always with us.
他总是和我们同在。
On the night that Dad was driving Bex in the car chasing after the ambulance that I was in.
就在那天晚上，我的父亲载着我的妻子，追着我在救护车的时候。
Beck said that the car was so quiet.
我的妻子说，当时他们在车上非常的安静。
Because it wasn't only a wife who was looking at her husband in the ambulance.
因为在车上不仅仅是说一位妻子，看着她的丈夫在救护车里。
It was a dad.
当时也是一位父亲。
Who sees his son in the back of an ambulance.
这位父亲看着他的儿子，躺在救护车里。
And Beck says it was so quiet on the car.
那我的妻子说，当时车上非常的安静。
And then Dad.
当时我的父亲。
Starts to recite the 23rd Psalm.
当时我的父亲呢就开始背诵诗篇23章。
He said, "The Lord is my shepherd."
他说，耶和华是我的牧者。
I shall not want.
我必不致缺乏。
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
他使我躺卧在青草地上。
He leads me beside still waters. I don't know if Dad cries like I do.
领我在可安歇的水边。
He said, God restores my soul.
他使我的灵魂苏醒。
He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake.
为自己的名引导我走义路。
And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷。
And one brother pointed out, you have to look at the word through. You walk through the valley.
有一个弟兄指出来说，我们一定要看这个字行过。
I will fear no evil.
我也不。也不怕遭害。
Why?
为什么呢？
Why?
为什么？
How can someone walk through the valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil?
那一个人如何才能行过死荫的幽谷却不遭害不怕遭害呢？
Why?
为什么呢？
Verses 1 through 3 of Psalm 23 keep saying he.
那23章1到3节呢他用的主语就是他。
But in verse 4,
但是从第五节开始
is when he says, I.
第五节开始他就用了我。
Because of who he is,
因为他是谁
I will not fear.
正因为他是谁，所以我不害怕。
How can anyone walk through this type of circumstance and not fear?
那一个人如何才能行走在如此的一个困境当中而没有害怕呢？
Because now he changes his wording and says, "For you are with me."
那现在呢，他改变了他的话语，他说你和我同在。
I have been reminding myself of who he is.
我已经呢在一直的被提醒这位他是谁。
The Lord is my shepherd.
神是我的牧者。
He makes me lie down.
他使我
He leads me.
他带领我。
He restores me.
他保守我。
He leads me.
他带领我。
And even though I walk through the valley,
虽然我行走在阴谷下。
Now I know.
但是我现在知道了。
You are with me.
你和我同在。
Why does God allow us to walk through the valley of the shadow of death?
那神为什么允许我们在死荫的幽谷当中行走呢？
So that we can know.
这样的话我们就知道。
That you are with me.
你和我同在。
God is with you.
神与你同在。
God is always with you.
神总是与你同在。
God is with Uncle George.
神和Uncle George 一起。
God is with Auntie Leslie.
他也和 Auntie Leslie 一同在。
God is with Alva.
神和 Alva 同在。
God was with his mom Shirley.
他也和他的母亲 Sherry 同在。
God is with me.
神也与我同在。
God is with Bex.
神也与 Bex 同在。
God is with my son.
他也和我的儿子一同在。
God is with all of his beloved children.
神和他所有和爱他的孩子都同在。
But sometimes it's only when we go through the valley.
但是有时候只有仅仅在我们穿过这个幽谷
的时候。That we really know.
我们才能真正真正的知道。
You are with me.
你和我同在。
That's what God does.
这就是神所做的。
Another one of my favorite passages in scriptures is John 15.
那我另外一段最喜欢的经文就是约翰十五章。
But the picture that Jesus gives.
但是在这段经文里耶稣所描述的。
Is that we are the branches.
我们是枝子。
And that God, He is the gardener.
神是这位园丁。
And anyone in here, I know many of you love trees. Like people say, 种菜来，种菜来在哪里？种菜来，来种菜来。
我知道我们。
来姊妹。We love gardening.
我知道我们当中有很多人喜欢养花种菜。
Anyone who gardens.
任何人知道如何养花种菜的话。
Is going to do something that might look harmful to the plants.
任何会种菜的人都会养花种菜的人都知道，就是他们会做一件事情，看上去
I'm not even a great gardener. I'm not a great gardener.
我不是很好的一位园丁。
I'm a little gardener.
我是一位我是其实是刚入门的园丁。
So when 赖弟兄 is cutting the trees at church.
当赖弟兄在教会里的树草剪树草的时候。
I go with him sometimes.
我有时候和他跟着他。
And I carry the big power tool.
我有时候会带上那种很大的电动工具。
And he'll tell me where to cut.
他会告诉我在割在哪里。
And sometimes,
那有时候
he will point somewhere.
他会指着。
And it's this thick, rich, good branch.
说你看这根树枝这根枝子长得这么肥厚。
And he's like,
他指示我把它割掉。
And I'm like,That part?
那我就很惊讶地问他要割这个大树枝大枝子吗
He smiles.、Mm-hmm.
他笑笑说是的。
What?
那我就不相信。
Isn't that going to hurt the tree?
那我就说这样子会不会伤害这棵树呢
你给我砍掉。He said, just cut it.
他就跟我说把它剪掉。
And I cut it.
然后我就剪掉。
Every gardener knows that picture.
那每一个园丁都知道这样的情形。
Every time they're cutting the trees.
每次他们在剪树枝的时候。
They're pruning the trees.
他们其实他们在修剪树枝。
Most of you don't see it.
大部分时候你们大部分的时间你们没有看到。
But I saw a lot of people picking fruit this morning.
那我今天早上我看到有很多人在采那个。
Every time you drive by our trees, you see how many guavas are on there.
每次我们看到我们那个番石榴树上长满了番石榴。
You see how beautiful the trees are.
你有没有看到这些树枝长得多么漂
亮？ How the trees are thriving.
这些树枝在蓬勃的生长。
How the trees are bearing fruit in such abundance.
那这些果子呢就在这些树枝上丰盛的成长。这是因为园丁呢要花很多的时间去修剪树枝。
Term harmful cuts.
那这些园丁呢有时候呢不得不做出一些就是短期的伤害对这些树枝。
In order for the tree to thrive.
就是为了让这棵树能够成长。
John 15 is a lovely passage.
那约翰福音呢是非常
John 15. 约翰福音
约翰福音第十五章
是一个非常美的一个
是一段非常美妙的经文。
And one person wrote this quote.
那有一个人呢，是这样写的。
The Father is never closer to the vine than when He's pruning it.
天父修剪葡萄枝的时候，离枝子最近。
Why does God allow hardships in your life?
那为什么神会允许困境在你的身上发生呢？
You have to ask.
你一定要问。
Don't be afraid to ask why.
不要害怕问为什么。
I know that there are Christians who are mature who say, "Don't ask God why."
我知道有些成熟的基督徒会这么说，不要问神为什么。
No, you ask Him why.
你可以问他为什么。
What are you doing?
那你在做什么呢？
Why are you doing this?
那你为什么要这样做呢？
How are you moving?
那你是如何移动的呢？
What are you saying?
你在说什么呢？
What are you trying to teach me?
那你要教我什么呢？
Because God is always moving.
因为神是一直在做工。
God is always working.
神是一直在做工。
Sometimes to teach us to trust more.
有时候呢是为了教导我们更加的信靠他。
Sometimes to show us that He is with us.
那有时候呢就是要显示给我们看他是和我们同在的。
And most often,
但是最通常的
God allows hardships to purify us.
神允许那种困境呢也是因为要洁净我们。
God is in the business of healing us.
神呢是在医治我们。
That doesn't mean healing us of financial hardship all the time.
这并不是说要医治我们在经济上的。
That doesn't mean always healing us from our physical diseases.
这并不是说每次都要医治我们。
That doesn't mean He always heals us of every brokenness in our life.
并不是说在我们的生活当中呢每一个破碎之处他都要医治。
He will do that.
他会这样做。
Because we will all together, the children of God, be in paradise together.
因为我们所有的神的子民，神的孩子都会在与神在天堂里。
But here,
但是在地上
，living in a corrupted world of sin，
在这个腐败的被罪腐败的世界
，living in the flesh that still has remnants of sin，
在我们在这个仍旧有罪遗留在我们的这个身体的。
God is in the business.Of purifying our souls.
那神所重要的，神所要做的工，就是要纯，就是要洁净我们的心。
Of refining our faith.
要提炼我们的信心。
I praise the Lord.
我赞美神。
I praise the Lord.
我赞美神。
Because from 80-year-old sisters in our church.
因为在一位就是我们教会里一位姐妹80岁的姐妹身上
At least two of them
至少有两位
There's not that many but I won't say any names
我知道我们没有那么多80岁的姐妹
They say to me
但是至少有两位跟我说
以信啊 That's Alex, that's my name They call me 以信以信啊神还是好爱我
Then they tell us, Alex.
They tell me God loves me so much, and I say why. And I say why.
那我就说，那我就问他们为什么呢？
Says God still teaching me.
因为神仍旧在教导我。
God has not given up on me.
神还没有放弃我。
God has not let up on me.
神还有神还是没有放弃我。
God has not left me.
神没有离开我。
If He left me here still,
如果神已经离开了我
，He is still with me.
他仍旧神还没有离开我，神仍旧和我在一起。
And at 80 years old,
这两位八十岁的老姐妹。
They said God is still healing my soul.
人就对我说，神仍旧在医治我的心。
Do you know that the Bible says that this is what the angels long to look into?
那你知道圣经上就是这么说的，就是天使就是很渴望的看到这些。
How do people living in a fallen world of sin?
那人是如何在这个充满罪恶的世界里成长的呢？
When sin is dragging them down all around them,
当罪充满了他们的时候，把他们压迫的时候，
How do they experience the presence of God?
他们如何才能经历到神的同在呢？
How can they praise Him in such a circumstance?
在如此的一个境况下，他们怎么还能赞美神呢？
How can they say that God is still healing their soul?
那他们怎么还能说神仍旧在医治我的心呢？
That's what the angels look into.
这就是天使所看到的。
That's what they long to have.
这也是他们天使也他们渴望所拥有的。
That's what we get to experience.
这就是我们所经历的。
If we allow God.
如果我们允许神。
If we surrender to God,
如果我们降服于神
to learn what He wants us to learn,
去学习他所希望我们所学习的
to experience Him in the way that He wants us to experience Him,
去经历他所希望我们能够经历的
Do you think that in any of your suffering,
那你们觉得在你们所处的任何的这些困难当中
Do you think that God does not hurt with you?
你觉得神也没有和你一样也是经历痛苦吗？
Do you think my dad was driving on that dark night in the ambulance with a cold heart that doesn't care what is happening to his only son?
那那天晚上我的父亲就是开着车跟在救护车后面的那天晚上。你觉得我的父亲是也是拥有一颗不在乎的或者冰冷的心吗？
He had pain in his heart.
我的父亲的内心正在经受着痛苦。
And that is an earthly father.
这是我地上的父亲。
Do you not think that in your hardship, that your heavenly father does not pain for you?
那难道你不认为在你经受这些一切痛苦的时候，你的天父没有和你一起受痛苦吗？
That at any moment he could just say the word and he could take all the pain away.
任何时候他可以只说一句话就把所有的痛苦都挪开的时候。
But he knows that there's something greater.
但是他知道他不能这么做，因为有更美好的事物。
He allows the hardship.
他允许困境。
For his greater plan.
就是为了他更伟大的计划。
That's why we give him praise.
所以我们要赞美他。
That's why he is our God.
所以他才是我们的神。
That's why we can worship him.
所以我们才能敬拜他。
Who are we?
我们又是谁呢？
That he would love us that much.
他会如此的爱我们。
That he would give his own son so that we can have this with him.
那他是谁呢？他会把自己的亲生独子。
我们是谁？
我们是谁呢？他会把他甚至把他的亲生独子赐给我们。
Who are we?
那我们到底是谁
？That he would love us that much.
他会如此的爱我们。
He knows what is good.
他知道什么是好的。
We don't know what is good.
我们并不知道什么是好的。
That's why he is our God.
所以他才是我们的神。
In your hardship.
在你的困境当中
know that he is God.
一定要知道他是神
know that he is worthy of your trust.
一定要知道他值得我们的信靠
know that his work is to refine you.
一定要知道这些工作都是为了要提炼我们
know that in that lowest moment, that darkest time,
你们要知道在那在你们最低潮的时候，在最黑暗的时候，
that he's right there with you.
他与你同在。
Let's pray.
我们一起同祷告。
Father, our eyes are on you.
父啊，我们的眼睛在你身上。
See, we don't. It's not worth anything to look at a man.
我们不值得看任何的一个人。
It's not worth anything to just listen to a man.
我们也不值得听任何的一个人。
But it's so precious when we can hear from God.
但是当我们听到神的话语是，这是多么的宝贵。
You are our amazing God.
你是我们这位奇妙的神。
And you are working.
你一直在做工。
You are working right now.
你现在就在做工。
You are working even when we can't see it.
甚至在我们没有看到的时候，你也在做工。
You are working even when we can't feel it.
甚至在我们没有感觉到的时候，你也在做工。
You are working when all the darkness comes around us.
在我们周围被黑暗包围的时候，你也在做工。
You are working in the darkest place.
你在最黑暗的地方做工。
Because you are the God who works.
因为你是那位一直在做工的神。
So that we can rest.
所以我们可以得到安息。
And we want to rest.
因为我们也想要有安息。
We rest.
我们有安息。
Because you work.
因为你做了工。
All glory to you.
我们把所有的荣耀归给你。
In Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.